Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to the Greg Steinberg Show. It is June 24th, 2015, and it is 12:10 p.m. here in Missoula, Montana. It's been a long time since we've had a podcast on this website. Actually, it's been since February 6th, to be completely honest with you. But I went ahead and I looked at my old podcasting stats on the Podomatic website, which is what I use to do these, and I found that I'm still number 34 in liberal category. 25,000 overall on the website, so some people are actually listening to this stuff, no matter how hard that may be for you to believe. Well, today I got a little list of subjects I thought we could discuss, because we have some serious issues affecting America right now, and they're filtering their way into Montana as well. And you can probably see the list there that I put up, and we're going to just go right through these points here. Number one is going to be the TPP. Number two is the Montana angle. Number three, we're going to talk about campaigning. And number four, we're going to talk about the media. So those are our 4 points today. And let's just get right into it here. Let's talk about TPP. And what this is the Trans-Pacific Partnership. And this is the trade deal that President Obama is just really trying to ram through Congress. And you might have remembered hearing about it because last week Congress said no, and they voted against this damn thing, which I agree with. And Obama got really ticked off with that, and he came back this week with pretty much the exact same thing and said, okay, we're gonna try again. We're just going to ram it through there again, try again. And the vote is today, and the Senate needs only 51 votes to get this thing passed. And if they do, it means a whole bunch of American jobs are going the way of the dodo, which means they're done. They're extinct. Maybe they'll go to China or Vietnam or Singapore or some poor African countries that we don't even know the name of yet. But I'll tell you what, they sure ain't going to be on Main Street in Podunk, USA, because those babies are gone if we get this TPP signed. And I can't help but think, why? Why, Obama? Why are you ramming this through Congress? Why are you taking our jobs away? But I guess, you know, we shouldn't ask this question because, you know, we never really asked Bill Clinton to explain why he pushed through NAFTA. And I don't think we asked Bush after that why he rammed through CAFTA, which is the Canadian Free Trade Agreement. And gosh, I don't really know a whole bunch about this stuff myself because I'm not an economist. I don't get paid to sit around and read these reports all day. But it sure smells bad. And most people know this. A lot of people around the country know this. Unions know this. They're fighting against this thing. But our Democratic president has been hoodwinked and corralled and lassoed by the corporations and the international banks. And he's trying to pass through this terrible legislation that just ruins the country. I think he's doing it because it gives him 6 years of just total non-oversight by Congress or the next president, which might be Hillary, whoever. It doesn't really matter because the corporations, the banks, it doesn't matter who's president because the person who is president is going to take their money regardless. They know this. It doesn't matter if you're blue or red in this country. You still need that green money. And the corporations, the banks know this, and they use the campaign cash. It's the carrot and stick approach. And I mean, golly gee whiz, folks, it's killing us. So we got this fast track that went through yesterday, and that was the initial vote to see if we should even have the vote on the Senate today. It's just so silly. They call this, let's vote on fast track legislation so we can ram this thing through there. And hopefully we can, if we're real lucky, we can do it on a Friday when maybe the media is just getting ready for the weekend. They don't even notice. The media is all in on this anyways. They're not reporting it at all. It's a real joke. I don't know why Congress and Obama is doing this, to be completely honest with you. I have no idea. I have no idea why they're trying to ruin America, except you have to realize, folks, again, the corporations and the banks give these people bribes. We don't call them bribes. We call them campaign contributions, but it's the same thing. It's the same damn thing. What are we going to do about this? I have no idea. Let's move on to number two, the Montana angle with this. And I think it's very interesting, the Montana angle that we have. Because Montana, like every state, has two senators. We got a Republican and we got a Democrat. Okay. The Democrat is John Tester, who also happens to be the head of the DSCC, which is the Democratic Senatorial Campaign Committee or whatever. And that means that he's responsible for filling the Senate with very good, loyal Democrats that will do what the president wants in 2017 for whoever that new president is after the big election that we got coming up. So that's his job. He's an important guy, and I fully expect him to try to get some leadership positions here in the coming months or so And I fully expect him to vote against this TPP nonsense today because he voted against it before. Now, our Republican senator, Senator Daines, we know that he's been bought and paid for big time. So he's going to vote for this like he always does, because when the corporations pull his strings, boy, he's really fast to act. He jumps real quick and does what they want. He's smart because he knows they're the ones that put the money in his pocket. And I mean, come on. This is outsourcing Daines here. He made his career back in the 90s on sending old Procter & Gamble jobs, factory jobs that used to make soap and shampoo. He sent those over to China, Guangzhou. So he knows all about this, so we can't count on him for nothing. What about Bullock? What about Governor Bullock of Montana? He's head of the DGA, the Democratic Governors Association. His job to make sure we got a bunch of good, loyal Democratic governors after the 2016 election so that the next president has a lot of good veto pens across those state legislatures, can get rid of a lot of these crazy kooky bills that the corporations are trying to get through here with their AFP and Cokehead and ALEC and all those other organizations that just are an alphabet soup. Anyways, the point is, what is Bullock going to do about this? I don't know. What can he do about it? Not much. I'm just going to go ahead and make a lot of people mad right now and say that Bullock is one of the main reasons that we have the problem in Montana, because he had the great idea of appointing John Walsh to fill a Senate seat that we had for 100 years with Democratic control, and that guy turned into a real bozo, and then we had to get this other person to run, and it didn't work out too well. Now we got a goddamn Republican in there after 100 years. Don't get me started. Nobody get anybody started. We shouldn't be talking about this. What are we doing? I shouldn't be talking about this. 2016, that's what we should be talking about, and Bullock does not want anything about the Walsh appointment brought up in 2016. Especially by Democrats, because we don't need a Democratic challenger, damn it, because we could lose the state. We know that we're not going to win the legislature, because remember, we didn't put a plan out there. And that works out really good, because without a plan to take the legislature, we have to get Bullock reelected, because without him, we're screwed. Now, if we did have the legislature, we might have some chances, but it's better just not think that way, because that might hurt Bullock. So this is the kind of games that we're playing here with our Democratic leadership in Montana, because we don't just want to win the legislature. That would actually hurt us. It's a terrible strategy, but if you're at the top, it makes sense, because you're trying like hell to keep your secure position, well, secure. Boy. Let's move on to point number three today before we get too worked up and have a heart attack, and that's called campaigning. Now, there's some people are already starting. I saw Jesse Lasovich, who's running for the state auditor position here in Montana, I do believe, in 2016. It's only the end of June 2015, but he is ready. He was at the union meeting yesterday. And then he got himself all the way up to Whitefish. So, boy, that was quite a bit of driving he did yesterday. And so he's pretty serious. We had a Democrat jump into the House race yesterday, the U.S. House race, an Indian from somewhere. So I'm sure he's not sanctioned by the Democratic Party, and it's just probably going to be a big mess later. I'm sure we'll have to pick sides in the primary again because of it. Don't even get me started. Let's talk about strategy for a minute. And one of the main things I want to talk about with strategy is this book I have coming out tomorrow. It's called Social Media Politics, Using the Internet to Get Elected. You'll see more about it tomorrow. If you or your team is running a campaign in 2016, you might want to look at this book, because it'll give you ideas. Now, enough of that self-promo crap. Let's get right on down here to tactics. What are some of these tactics that you can be using in 2016 or even in the summer of 2015 so you can make an impression, win over some voters, and get some of those people maybe actually working for you? Well, in my opinion, you're going to have to do a lot of that on the internet and with social media, because, one, you don't have any money. You might be like Jesse Lasso, which I gave him $20, but that'll give him a tank of gas. Maybe sure the hell won't get him home from Whitefish. But so you can't be driving around the state a lot. You gotta rely on social media and people putting photos out there. And please try not to be talking to the converted and the faithful already. And that's what Twitter is pretty much. So you need to get out there on Facebook, and you gotta get your message out there, and you gotta get your friends sharing your photos and your campaign announcements and your money handout grabby things and all that jazz. Because boy, you got a whole year until next summer when you really should be starting. So you need to have people working for you, and one of the best ways to do that is with social media. All right, enough of that nonsense. Let's get right into the regular media. Number four, last point here. And boy, I don't know if you've noticed it, but I have, and that is the media in Montana is complete rubbish. Complete rubbish. I can't remember the last time I read a political story from the state capitol, 114 miles to the east of me, because they don't seem to be putting him in the Missoulian anymore. They don't have any reporters. They got two missing reporters, and they got nobody doing that job anymore. I don't know what's going on here. It's just a huge mess. I can't help but think they don't want us to know the news. Who is this benefiting? Somebody must be benefiting from the zero news environment that we have here. It's pretty much near zero. It's pathetic. I've tried to pick up the ball on it, and I hope other blogs around the state have as well, except we lost a big one, 4 and 20, the other day. Although that other site that took over, Reptile Dysfunction, whatever, they're doing a pretty good job. I will admit they had a good article today. I read them. I know you do too. I know everybody does, because there's so few damn blogs in the state that you're going to read them because there's nothing else to do. Same with the newspapers, except, you know, the newspapers. I did that report on 25 newspaper and media outlets. They're all the same. And while you can't get much variation and little Sally across the street and how many ways you can tell that story, I do expect that we'd have some different stories around the state, but alas, we don't. I don't know what can be done about this, except that you need to figure you're going to be in a very low information environment all the way through the 2016 election cycle, more than likely, and probably into the 2017 legislature. Some of the things that we were lucky enough to know in 2016, in 2014, you're not going to know it all in 2016. And some of the things that we missed in 2014, boy, just times that times 2 or 10, because we're going to be missing a lot more stuff in the 2016 election cycle, which is going on, by the way. It started after the last one ended. And to me, this causes problems and it leads to trouble, capital T. And I don't know what Democrats are going to do about it. I don't think they know. It's probably better not to think about it. But I am thinking about it. I think you should too. And I encourage you to continue doing so. It shouldn't be ashamed of talking about these things. And we shouldn't tar and feather people who do. Well, that's it for the Greg Strandberg Show today. I hope you enjoyed it. 11 minutes and 30 seconds. Thank you for your time and have a good Wednesday.